A God sighting is when you look back at 1 week, only 1 week. We look back and see where our God had been faithful, where he'd been loving, where he'd helped you, where he'd been active in your life. His protection, his provision, his healing, his revelation, anywhere where you know that you know this was God that was active in your life. And we tell it as testimonies because the word of God says we overcome evil by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And we make his name famous. So that people hearing our stories will know that this God is living, that he is good, he's a loving God, and they need to get to know him right away. So we do this once a week, and these are your stories for this past week.
Goeiemôre, here is Dionie van Jimiston. My sighting for the week is net weer hoe ons wonderlijke God het daar buiten, daar boe, en die Heilige Geest in ons. En net om in Hebreërs 11 vers 1 vast te hou, het gaan nie oor die sienlike, maar die onsienlike. Al voel dinge baie keer onmoontlik, al voel dinge baie keer te veel. Net rustig te kan wees, en God kom deur. Ek is nou besig om die boek 2 Konings deur te werk van Elia, Elisa, en al die tekens wat God gee deur hulle, en net te weet, God is daar buite, hy sal na ons kyk, hy sien op na ons, staan in vir ons, wees net rustig, en luister net na die Heilige Gees en na jou hart en alles sal reg wees. En ook dankie vir julle wonderlike program, dankie vir wonderlike vrou en kinders en almal wat op ons pad kom elke dag. Mooi dag, tot ziens.
Dag sê Wynand en Janine, Jean Iso van Kempton. Ek wil net vannacht deel. Hierdie jaar was in besonders nie baie goed vir my nie. Ek het so paar maande terug deur 'n skeisaak gegaan, en ek wil net vir die manne en die vrouens sê wat deur dieselfde tipe ding van gaan en nie verstaan hoekom hulle ex-eggenoot hulle gelos het nie. Daar is nie fout met julle nie, want die Here maak nie foute nie. Dis die boodskap wat op my hart gesit is vanoggend. Julle is nie foute nie. En ek probeer net vir julle sê, hou moed. Want die Here sal julle deur hierdie ding dra en julle sterker maak. En kort voor lank sal hy iemand in jou lewe bring wat vir jou gaan waardeer. Ek sê dit alles deur die krag van ons nuwe Here Jesus en alle eer aan hom. Amen.
Morning, Vanessa and Janine. I just wanted to say to the guy who sent the voice note about going through a divorce, I wanted to say thanks for his message because it was really needed. I've gone through something similar this year myself. It was actually a horrible divorce, and his message spoke to me. It was really needed. I think that was my God sighting, and I think that happened right now this morning. Thank you very, very, very much. I needed to hear that.
Morning, Wynand and Janine and Radio Pulpit Community. It's Vrydag, begin van December, ons sê vir die Here dankie daarvoor. En ek wil net vir die Here dankie sê, dat in spite van al die goedjies waardeur ons gegaan het hierdie jaar, kan ons nog, staan ons nog, en nie uit onsself het nie, maar uit Gods genade. Ek wil net dankie sê vir die Here, vir elke dag sy krag, sy voorsiening, vir sy liefde, vir sy getrouheid. En ek weet, dat alles sal ten goede, te meewerk, Here, tot sy eer. Ten spyte van alles, weet ek my oë op hom, en op niemand anders nie, want ek vertrou op die Here. Dankie, en ek glo, dat alles in elkeen se lewe sal regkom. Ons moet net ons vertroue en oop op God hou. Amen.
Good morning, the family. My God sighting this week is, I'm absolutely grateful for the gift of life every day, regardless of what I'm facing. But what was a super star for me this week was, I think it was Tuesday. I cannot remember. I think between Tuesday and Wednesday, or Monday and Tuesday. I literally didn't add fuel in my car. If I say I didn't add fuel, I was on 0 kilometers. And where I'm working, it's 25 km from my house to work and 25 back. For 2 days, I swear God knows the truth. for 2 days. I was driving to work and back on zero case. And if that was not God, then I don't know who it was. So God is alive. And if we put our trust and our faith in everything in God and give our situations unto God, God can do things that we cannot do for ourselves. Have a great day. Have a blessed day. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Good morning all at Radio Pulpit. This morning, I just want to say thank you to the Lord. I'm thankful this morning that He has completely healed me from cancer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Wynand and Janine. My God sighting today is just to say thank you to God for each lovely day that He creates. Every day that you may wake up with birdsong, that there's beautiful sunshine, that there's rain to cool things down and to clean things. And I want to say thank you to Him for being with us every moment of every day. He is with us. He goes ahead of us. He makes our path straight. And because He's with us in every single moment of our day, there is always hope. In every day there is hope. And I thank Him for His never-ending and unfailing love. I hope you have a great day, and greetings to everyone. Michelle from Benoni.
Ek is so dankbaar vir die Here. Ek het hierdie week gesien, weer eens gesien, die grote God wat ons dien. Die Here het so deurgekom. My kind se kontrak was nie hier nie. Maar God het deurgekom. Sy het 'n permanente werk gekry. En ek gee al die lof en eer aan die Here. Moet nooit moet opgee nie. Bly bidend. Bly getrou aan God. Want Hy laat ons nooit in die steek nie. Die liefde van God is 'n wonderlike ervaring. Leef naby Hom. En al hierdie dinge sal jy ervaar wat God alreeds vir ons uiteengesit het. Halleluja.
Good morning, Wynand and Janine. My God, exciting moment is that to thank God for every day waking up, seeing yet another day, and that He give us the strength to go to our workplace and to finish our work, and that we can praise Him and just thank Him for everything that He has done for us and what He's still going to do. And may God bless each and every one of you at Radio Pulpit and all the listeners. Have a blessed day. Amen.
Goedemorgen, Radio Council. Ja, vanoggend kan ek net my God sighting gee. Ek is 'n trokdrywer. En ek kan elke oggend kan ek die Here se genade sien opkom deur die son wat opkom. En ek kan elke aand se genade sien sak met 'n sonsondergang. En Hy los ons nooit nie. Maak nie saak watter pad ons ry nie. Maak nie saak wie ons voor ons inry, wie ons werk sê. God is altyd, maar altyd saam met ons. En wanneer die ander lank raak, maar ons ver nog moet ry tot 12 uur in die aand, God is altyd daar vir ons. Hy help ons altyd, Hy staan ons altyd by. Hy is 'n God van sy woord. Liefde aan julle, tot ziens.
Morning to everybody. You have a blessed day. And if you're coming through a low valley at the moment, my God's sighting is that even though I cannot make sense of what's going on around me or be able to deal with how to go forward, that God gets the glory. God just showed a small thing like a false signature yesterday to me, and He's still in control and He loves me, and I don't deserve it, but He loves me. And my God's sighting is that He's my daddy, and He's getting me to be closer and closer to Him. Have a blessed day, and may God touch your life where you are at, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Then and then, Janine, good morning. I want to thank the Lord this morning once more. One of the God sighting that it's on top of my priority is how to recognize the voice of God. It's a lifestyle that I, for one, it's in that circle. And it's so many things that the Lord reveals to me. Just last night, he was showing me how the devil is planning to destroy the lives of people during this month. And this amounts to accident, poisoning, drug use. I mean, picking it out in the spirit world. Then this is very important, because now I can pray knowing exactly from which angle am I supposed to pray. Thank you very much.
Hi, goeiemôre Wynand en Janine. Ek hoop dit gaan goed daar by julle. Jong, my God sighting is maar iets wat hier die hele week gekom het, en ek het op 'n stadium so bietjie ver van God af gevoel hierdie week, en in my arrogansie gedink dat dit okay is om 'n paar goeders te doen. En God het in sy grootheid en sy almag en sy holiness homself net in my week om blootstel vanoggend, en soveel so dat die ou net trane kon uitbars en net weer moet sê, Here, ek is jammer dat ek baie keer op 'n plek moet kom in my lewe waar self-righteousness so groot deel word van my lewe dat ek dink dit is makliker om te sê maar ek. Here, maar dit is U. Dit gaan oor U, en U is heilig. U is waardig, en U is aanbiddingswaardig. U is die soewereine God. Ja, van my Elohim. Dis eer U. Amen.
Môre Wynand en Janine. Ek luister so na die kansel, en ek hoor almal, elkeen sê goed wat hulle sê, en dit bring baie dinge terug, en wat ander mense ook deurgaan, en dan denk jy, sjoe, ek dink ek is swaar, maar daai persoon is swaarder, en dis net een ding wat mens kan doen, wat God is, by God skuil en sy woord lees en met God praat, en Heilige Gees en Jesus. Ek het 'n weekkanker gekry na 4 jaar, maar eindelijk 'n jaar en 'n half na eerste mastektomie gehad het, en dis erger, kom een keer in 30 jaar terug, en toe gooi die vyand het af by my, maar het is jammer, dit lyk verskriklik, want het groei bo op, en ek jammer, ek is heel rustig daaromtrent, want ek glo, op 'n dag was ek by die dokter, en daai dag het die dokter saam met my gesê, hy het 'n heilige iets ervaar, maar dit is 'n lang, dit is 'n lang storie, maar ek sê nou goed vertel, na my operasie volgende week, en dit was net op, en toe ek weer luister, toe sê ek vir hom, dokter, it's not your voice, it's the voice of Jesus Christ. Toe sê, yes, because I can feel there's somebody standing next to me, sê, that Jesus, and he's using your voice, but his own voice. It sounds like, it's soos die hemel geklink, it's soos hering geklink, is so mooi gewees, en daar het my genees. So ek glo hierdie kanker wat ek nou het, is baie lelik, want dit verskyn bo op die bors, en dit is absoluut baie lelik, en ek te lank gewag, maar daar weet ek die Here.
Good morning, Wynand en Janine, and all the radio pulpit broadcasters, we thank you for the word that you share every day with us. I am grateful that God is about to save South Africa from the land of the wicked, and I pray for every person that don't have a job and don't have an income, that God will bless them. But I also want to thank God for my son's business. He started working today, and I also want to thank my daughter. I'm a pensioner, but she helps me, buys me bread and stuff when I don't have. I give God all the glory and honor for being alive today, and the strength and health that He give us. I pray Psalm 23, Psalm 91, Philippians 4 verse 19, John 1, John 3 verse 16, over South Africa, from north to south, from east to west. I thank God for South Africa that has people like you that are gatekeepers and prayer warriors. Be blessed. Amen.
Môre Radio Kansel. Baie dankie vir die voorreg om ons God te kan groot maak vir dit wat hy doen in ons lewe. Weet jy wat, ek kan nie een asem teeg gee sonder hom nie. Ek kan nie een voetstap gee sonder hom nie. En ek dank die Here vir dit wat hy in my kind se lewe doen, wat die Here besig is om in haar lewe te doen. Ek dank die Here daarvoor en ek dank die Here vir elke nuwe dag, elke nuwe asemteug wat ek in my longe kan trek. Geniet die dag. God is groot, almagtig en alomteenwoordig.
Goeiemôre luisteraars. Goeiemôre Radio Poppet. Ek wil net vir u bemoedig. Die woord leer vir ons soek eers die koninkryk van God en al sy geregtigheid en al die ander dinge sal vir julle bygevoeg word. Ons was gister op Grabouw met 'n ladies meeting en daar het ons die Here geaanbid en ons het gedans voor die Here op die sang wat sê The God Who Sees. En die week vanoggend voel ek verfris. Ek voel excited, ek voel dat strome van lewende waters vloei uit my binneste uit. So ja, soek ons, laat ons eers die koninkryk van God soek en laat ons 'n gebalanseerde lewe lei. Ja, dankie, die Here seën.
Goeiemôre, Wynandjener. Hoe kan mens anders te as om net weer ons Abba Vader se naam hoog te maak? Waar ek die Here vertrou het vir finansies. Hoe Abba net vir my weer deurgekom het op bo natuurlike manier. Daarom kan ek net sê dankie Koning Jesus. En Jesus, seën die persone wat gehoorsaam was, wat vir my gehelp het met my finansies, sonder dat ek vir hulle gevra het om te help. Dankie Koning Jesus, en julle met 'n fantastiese, wonderlike, geseënde naweek. Shalom, sorry.
Good morning, Janine, and good morning, Radio Pulpit listeners. I would like to say thanks to God for His mercy and His grace. I'm driving a car that has got some challenges, and on Saturday the window couldn't open close because it's got a faulty motor, something is wrong with the motor. And Monday I was supposed to take it in and continuously praying and trying to close it, and on my way the window closed just like that. It's only God who could do that. I say thanks to God because I was supposed to take it in and probably had to pay, and financially it's not like I'm stable. But God knew my status and He closed that window, and I'm so grateful. Thanks to God.
Good morning, Radio Pulpit family in Vernon and Janine. My God's blessing this week is we went to the Eastern Cape. It was so hot this week on Wednesday night. It was like when I went to, it's time in Pretoria where it was just so hot, and then the Lord brought a wind and you didn't feel the heat. But I prayed that there would be coolness, and the Lord just brought up that same wind that was in its time in Pretoria, and I was able to sleep and get up the next morning and feel good.
Morning, family. So yeah, my God sightings, not just one, but many. The God sighting is just being able to sit down, look back in the past week, and just see God's hand in everything. Everything from my daughter getting an award for academics, buying a second-hand cupboard that was ruined, but it only had hairspray that it needed to be washed off. Getting a bonus for a job which I still got, taking that bonus and settling debts, having past relationships that fail, and how you grow as a person inside, how you learn to set new boundaries, how God is developing, shaping us, and just making us greater, better soldiers, and how people see how you stand up out of the dust. And it's like, as Vainan says, it's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you stand up. And people stand up and take notice of this, and we just never give up the fight. And I just give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Love you guys.